Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome to Mr. Ron Kelly's show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. It's such a pleasure to have you all here. 347-428-3214 is the phone number here. It's 347-426-3214. 347-426-3214 is the phone number, the Facebook page of the Ron Kelly Show. All right, welcome everybody. Got a lot to get to this afternoon. Thank you so much. Democrats, liberals, progressives, rejoice, because this is here is your voice. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And we are the anti-Republican. We're the anti-Tea Party. We're the anti-Kook fringe conservative, cowardly conservative, Kook fringe Republican Party. We are the anti-Republicans. Not the Antichrist now. Not to get it confused with the Antichrist. No, we're not the Antichrist. We're the anti-everything that Republicans stand for. It's right here. We're live on the Ron Kelly Show. Kind of a black week this week in New Jersey. Two police officers killed. One Sunday night in Jersey City, New Jersey, responding to a armed robbery call. And some of you across the country may have heard about this story, that the perpetrator told the person who was a bystander to watch the news tonight. He was going to be famous. And what he did was he blew the cop away as soon as he showed up. Couldn't even, just barely got his door open and was blown away by the perpetrator. Goes by the name of Melvin Santiago is the young officer who was killed, 23 years old, not even a year on the force, murdered by this gentleman who later on, you know, and it's what happened later on was they interviewed the wife of the suspect who was killed by police. When they showed up, they returned fire and they killed him because the police were arriving all at the same time. And this man had it out for the police officer and killed Melvin Santiago, rookie cop, only 9 months on the job. And the wife of the suspect spoke out and said he should have killed more cops. I mean, what are you going to hear? What are we going to hear next? And she later apologized for that. I mean, I'm sure she was probably caught up in the fervor of the moment. You know, her husband had just got killed. And you know, and during these times, these difficult times, we're mentally and physically besieged with feelings. So it's not understandable that she would say something like that, but she later apologized for that. Anyway, Officer Santiago's funeral was today. He was posthumously promoted to the rank of detective by the Jersey City Police Department. So Melvin Santiago laid to rest today, 23-year-old Jersey City police officer, murdered by Lawrence Campbell, 27-year-old, who had just gotten out of jail recently. And before we could even get the finishing touches on the funeral for him, another police officer was killed while performing his duties on Route 17 in New Jersey. This officer was alongside of the highway looking for speeders. And a tractor trailer plowed into him and pushed him into a retaining wall, and the officer was killed just about instantly. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, what's going to happen now is like, the tractor trailers have been responsible for a lot of damage, especially in New Jersey lately. Tractor trailers have been responsible for a lot of damage. You have the, you know, we have the celebrity accident with Tracy Morgan. Then we had another accident with a tractor trailer where three men were killed who were alongside of the road trying to fix a cement truck. And now this, where a driver runs off the road and kills a police officer who's on the in the shoulder. Who's in the shoulder. Killed him. And then there was the other accident on the George Washington Bridge, the bridge that busiest bridge in the world that connects New York and New Jersey, where one tractor trailer ran into the back of the other one, and the rear end, the driver of the rear ender was killed. So tractor trailers have been big news in New Jersey lately, many multiple deaths just in the last couple of weeks. So I'm sure that that there's going to be some activity with state police and the New Jersey Department of Motor Vehicles regarding this surge of murder, not murders, but the surge of highway deaths attributed to runaway tractor trailers. All right, everybody, it's just a few minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and you can hit me up, 347-426-3214. Let's hear from you, progressive liberals, Democrats, anti-Republicans. Let's hear from you. We don't want to hear from the kook fringe, although, you know what, we may take a call from a Republican every now and then, but we want to hear from our liberals, our Democrats, our progressives, the sensible people, the people that have that good old-fashioned common sense. Unlike the crazy Republicans with their, do not do as I say, not as I do type of attitude. You know, we're not talking about them. We're talking about our progressives, our Democrats, you know, the thoughtful folks. I want to hear from you, 347-426-3214. So condolences to Officer Santiago, Jersey City police officer, murdered as he arrived, at a armed robbery call at a Walgreens store, incidentally, a 24-hour Walgreens in Jersey City, New Jersey. And again, before we could even put the finishing touches on Melvin Santiago's funeral arrangements, here we have another police officer, as I spoke earlier, who was a police officer in the town of Waldwick, New Jersey. Police officer Christopher Goodell was killed by a runaway tractor trailer while he was sitting on the side of the road in his car about 1:20 a.m. The suspect, 28-year-old Ryan Cumberbatch, who was not injured, and called 911 after the crash. He was arrested on second-degree vehicular homicide charges. Now, and, you know, the Walmart driver was black as well. Now, this Ryan Cumberbatch is an African-American, and the driver of the truck that ran into Tracy Morgan was also an African-American. I don't know if that means anything, but just something that I noticed. And that's not to say that African-Americans are running around running people over. No, it's just a coincidence that both of these drivers were African-Americans, and both were charged with vehicular homicide, which, if the evidence bears out, they should be. They should be. All right, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Big doings over in the Ukraine. I probably should have led with this, but I wanted to talk about those police officers right here in New Jersey. But I probably should have led with this. The taking down of Malaysian Flight 17 on its way to Kuala Lumpur in Indonesia, capital Indonesia, Kuala Lumpur. And the plane was brought down while it was at cruising altitude of 31,000 feet. Now, I didn't even think it was possible to, I'm no military expert, but I didn't even think it was possible to bring down a jet that's flying at 31,000 feet, which is about 6 miles up in the air. I didn't think it was possible. But, yes, plane brought down, 295 souls aboard, women and children, all killed instantly, some say, at 31,000 feet. So here we have another Malaysian flight The first one disappeared. We still haven't found out about flight. The first flight that disappeared from the radar screen, haven't found that yet. It was several months ago, and probably never will. Now we have another Malaysian flight. This one shot down by Russian separatists, or so it seems. This is what people are saying. It was shot down by Russian separatists in the Ukraine. And, you know, this never would have, you know, Russia is responsible for this. And let's not mince words here. Russia is responsible for this because if they hadn't gone into that section of Ukraine, Crimea, and started this mess, this would never would have happened. So Russia hit the first domino that they may not be directly responsible. And then again, they may be, because the situation is so muddled over there, you don't know who to believe. But there was a recording of a conversation that the Ukrainians say that they captured, a conversation between a Russian separatist and a Russian army officer. And, you know, embedded in the conversation is actually they're talking about the fact that they may have made a mistake and that they thought the Malaysian jet was a Ukrainian transport plane, which they knocked down earlier this week. And they are saying that they thought it was another one. And, they, you know, so the two Russians were actually just talking about how they screwed up. And so it's possible this was just an accident. But it's an accident that's brought on by Russia's need for greed. Because they wanted to come back to they want to rebuild the dynasty that they had earlier, the Russian, the Soviet Empire. They want to rebuild it because a lot of those countries now are independent. Estonia, Latvia, Poland years ago, you know, Ukraine. And these countries are all a stone's throw away from Russia, and they want to reincorporate these countries into their evil empire, as President Reagan used to call it years ago. So they started this mess. And, you know, and we all, and it's pretty evident that there's more going on there than it meets the eye. There's more going on over there than what's being told in the news, because it's a very hostile area. And, you know, the only people that are taking pictures are, you know, Ukrainian folks or Russians, who, because the plane came down in the area supposedly held by Russian separatists. So they're the only ones that are getting close to the wreckage. So it wouldn't make sense. There was talk that maybe the NTSB would be involved. But in countries like, I mean, when there's a war going on, you don't want to send people into a war zone, which is what Ukraine is right now. You know, so tough sledding for President Obama, because he has to deal with all of this stuff. He's got to deal with Russia. As a matter of fact, when the president found out, he was already on the phone with Vladimir Putin. And Putin, you know, was talking to President Obama about the sanctions, the latest sanctions that the president had imposed on Russia. And, oh, by the way, we just shot down a Malaysian a civilian airliner with 300 people aboard. So it's going to be tough times for the president. You know, this is the time you don't really want to be president, because you got some major things going on in the world. And, you know, the president of the United States is looked to as the leader of the free world, leader of the industrialized society. And so all of these things fall into the president's lap, even though they're happening thousands of miles away. Now you've got Israel, who is stepping up their assault against the Palestinians and Hamas. And they're taking no prisoners. They've gone boots on the ground, crossed into the Gaza Strip, and they're taking people out. And, you know, the president is calling for a ceasefire between the Palestinians and the Jews, or between Israel and Palestine, Palestinian authority, calling for a ceasefire. Now, do we really think that they're going to listen to the president when they're in the heat of the battle? No. They're not going to listen to the president. So what we have here is a kind of a conundrum for President Obama, because he has to deal with both of these things. He's got to deal with Putin. And again, as I said on earlier shows, the Russians have what we have. So it's a no-win situation if something were to happen. So we have to be very careful, because it'll get to the point where, see, because when wars happen, they happen because one person, basically, you know, there's a lot of other mitigating factors here, but one, you know, nobody wants to back down. Even at the risk of destroying the planet, nobody will want to back down if the United States and Russia go eye to eye, chest to chest. Hopefully that'll never happen. And while Putin is who he is, he's still being careful not to – they're being careful not to antagonize each other. So we have this situation in Russia, in Ukraine rather. The Russians started. And then we have the Palestinians and Israelis fighting again, full steam. The Palestinians are shooting missiles into Israel, and Israel has gone, put their feet on the ground in Gaza, and they're over there, and they're ripping things up. So these are some situations that the president really doesn't want to be in. You know, but I sure would like to hear from the audience, everybody, people who are listening, and what your concerns are about these situations, what's going on, because it can be unnerving for some folks to know, you know, what's going on. So it's 342-426-3214, 342-426-3214, or you can log onto the Facebook page. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and you can leave whatever, you know, whatever message you want to leave, you can leave it over there as well. But yes, it's very, very, very touchy situation we got going in here, and the president is going to have to deal with it, whether he wants to or not. I mean, he probably doesn't want to deal with it, I would imagine, but he's going to have to deal with it. So, all right, about 20 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to The Place for Politics. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's great to have you guys here. We got still got a lot to go through, and there's other stuff going on besides Israel and Palestine. There's a lot of other things, but this Ukraine situation is dominating the headlines right now, with the plane being brought down, and you see like in a pile of debris, like bodies. I mean, real people, kids. And it's sad. It's very, very sad. But, you know, we'll take a break, everybody, and we'll come back with more of the show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them. Challenge them. Push them a little. And do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now. Back with more.
Are you ready? More.
The fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com. It's Friday, July 18th already, 2014. Welcome, yours truly, Ron Kelly, in the air chair. As usual, Friday afternoon, loving what I do. And that's radio, of course. Well, I like riding my bike. I just bought a Suzuki Boulevard cruiser bike, and I really enjoy it. I think I'm going to drive my car next time I go outside. But, yeah, I really enjoy it. It's a freedom, you know, you feel. Riding on a motorcycle is unbelievable. You just have to make sure that the psychopaths on out on the road and run you over. Anyway, but great to be here. There's some disturbing, you know, we talked a little bit about Ukraine and the world affairs, but there's some disturbing, just right here in New York metropolitan area where the show airs from, the biggest media outlet in the world, New York City, a man he died. A New York resident died yesterday after police officers put the man who was asthmatic in a chokehold before apparently slamming his head on the ground. Now, this kind of behavior is just, it's inappropriate and it's unacceptable. Let's just, you know, because, you know, as someone who aspires to wear the badge at some point, it's, you know, I'm kind of caught in the middle, but that's just unacceptable to me. Why do you have to slam someone's head on the ground? Now, I wasn't there, so I can't say whether this man's head was slammed to the ground or not, because you can't believe everything you read or everything you hear. But it's disturbing, you know, if that happened. You see, now the man supposedly was asthmatic. You know, and you can't be first. And the other thing too, the chokehold was outlawed in New York City police years ago because it was used on people and people died. So the New York City Police Department outlawed chokeholds. But you can see in a picture here, this officer has a man on the ground and he's clearly in a chokehold, which is unacceptable since the practice was abandoned years ago. So, you know, this is totally, this is as bad, if not worse, of a woman in California being pummeled, a woman, mind you, being pummeled by a CHP officer and her breasts are bouncing all around the sidewalk, exposed to people, because you could see clearly in the video that her breasts are exposed because she's being beat, you know, by this police officer and beat so badly that, you know, that at some point she's trying to defend herself and she doesn't have really the maybe didn't even notice. But this is terrible. See, you know, these officers are given desk duty. See, I I'm in the academy right now, and I'm looking forward to being a deputy sheriff. And you know, not regular. I mean, I'll work when I feel like it, you know, more like a volunteer situation as deputy sheriff. I mean, I have full powers, and I'll go out on the road and patrol like anybody else, but it'll be on a part-time basis. But, you know, this is unacceptable to me. Because the way that poor lady, let's talk about the California situation for a second. The way that poor lady was being beat down, it turned your stomach. The way she was being beat, it was awful. And he's pounding down on her face. And this poor woman is trying to protect herself. See, now that's, I know enough about police work to know that once a suspect is subdued, even if they're coming after you, even if they're, you're allowed to use force. You're allowed to return whatever force is being visited upon you. Yes, you are allowed to do that. But once the suspect is subdued, that's it. Should stop. But clearly, this police officer was in violation of the law in regards to subduing a suspect. Because there's laws, because we're taught that. Police officers are taught that. And once a suspect is subdued, you handcuff him, you put him in the car, the fight is over. Even if they got you, even if they punched you in the face, even if they got you good, you can't get them back. So this is horrible what that police officer did. And did you have a good apples like Melvin Santiago and the other police officer? And then you have these clowns who tarnished the badge. Now, this CHP officer, California Highway Patrol, it's a good thing. See, now, let's say back in the day before the advent of cell phones, how many times did cops get away with beating people? Now, I know some good officers, Commander McCrary, Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Burdick, former Captain Joe DeFranco. I mean, I know Jerry Spezial, the new director of police in Paterson, New Jersey. I mean, I know a lot of officers. I know a lot of good officers. But these clowns are embarrassments to police departments across the country. And I when I become a police officer, when I become a sheriff's deputy, I can't abdicate that. Because I know there is a blue wall of silence. There is. And if something happens like that, you're not supposed to say anything if you're a police officer. You're not supposed to say nothing. Even if you feel like the guy was wrong, you're not supposed to say anything. But I can't condone that. So all right, now that woman, she didn't die. Circumstances surrounding that. Now what if there was no cameras? What if nobody, like back in the day when nobody had a, like when I was a teenager, there were no cell phones. I mean, if you had one, it was the size of a suitcase. I'd actually seen one. I mean, it wasn't working. It was, they had already, by the time I grew up, they had already gotten rid of that kind of stuff. The technology had advanced enough where the cell phones were a lot smaller. But still, BlackBerry was the king. They don't even make them anymore. Boy, go figure. But, yeah. So imagine if nobody had a phone. Imagine if that person didn't videotape that. He would have gotten away with it. And many people have been beat, abused, brutalized by police officers where there were no one, either there was no one around or at that time there was no, they didn't have dash cams. And all of these things to record when police officers pull people over. So this is a shame. This is a crying shame. I mean, I feel bad for that woman, because no matter what she did, ladies and gentlemen, No matter what she did, it didn't call for that. Because again, when she was he had his knees pinning her arms down so he can have free access to her face. And that's what he did. He's beating her, mercilessly beating this woman. Now, if that was my mother, I mean, I can't, you know what, I'm not even going to say over the air what I would have done if I would have drove by and saw my mother on the ground and some cop beating her face in. It would have been a bigger news story than what it turned out to be. Let me just say that. But just awful. Awful. Beating that poor woman like she was a runaway slave. Just terrible. And, you know, there was a story out earlier this week about two Florida cops who were fired because they were discovered to be Klan members, Aryan Nation or something. They were fired. And see, this is the problem that, and people who are in Aryan Nation and KKK don't walk around with a sign on their forehead. So you don't know. You don't know until you catch them doing something. Over the years, you've had police chiefs who were Klan members. And, you know, all element of society gets into the police department because their affiliations, you know, they don't carry them into the place where, yeah, I'm a Klan member. You know, they're not going to do that. Hey, I'm with the Aryan Nation. Or, hey, I'm with the Hells Angels, which a lot of cops are. So we'll be watching that case, California case, and this case in Staten Island where the man died. Daily News, there's a video of this, New York Daily News. You go on the Daily News website, those of you who live in other parts of the country. There's a video of the man, Eric Garner, begging officers to let him breathe as he lies on the ground helpless. According to Daily News, this is what's obtained, this is what's contained in the video. That the man, Eric Garner, once again, 43 years old, is begging officers to let him breathe as he lies on the ground helpless. Now, his family is demanding accountability from the new NYPD, you think? Now, the cop said Garner, who was a married father of six children, died of a heart attack during the arrest. The NYPD said Garner had been seen selling untaxed cigarettes and that he had been arrested before for the same offense. So he died for a pack of cigarettes that didn't have tax on them. Now, in the video, Garner denied the allegations and asked the plainclothes officer why he was stopped. And went on to say, every time you guys see me, you want to mess with me. And Garner says, I'm tired of it. It stops today. So when he refused to put his hand behind his back, he asked one of the officers not to touch him. The two other cops move in to make the arrest. Now, the video shows at least one cop putting Garner in a chokehold and slamming him on the ground. Now, Garner can be heard warning, I can't breathe, screaming, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, before going quiet. Multiple witnesses were there. So, another witness said he wasn't selling cigarettes. But in 1993, Ray Kelly, who was commissioner just up to recently, under Bloomberg, had banned the use of chokeholds. 1993, that's 11 years ago. Longer than that. That was 21 years ago. And the patrol guide, it says, members of the New York City Police Department will not use chokeholds. A chokehold shall include, but is not limited to, any pressure to the throat or windpipe, which may prevent or hinder breathing or reduce intake of air. So, it's just ridiculous. You know, police officers, you know, and I get it, you know, because people don't want to go to jail, and they'll do whatever they have to get out of going to jail if it means taking you out, and I understand that, and I respect it. Now, I don't respect the fact that they'll take you out. I respect the fact that they don't want to go to jail. But this is what happens. So we got these two situations. One on East Coast. You got the East Coast situation. You got your left coast situation, or West Coast, as they call it. So we'll be definitely monitoring these two situations. Eric Garner, 43, died as a result of a chokehold from the New York City Police Department, which was banned 21 years ago. All right, everybody, it's about 24 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Heard here every Friday afternoon, 4 to 5, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And check it out now. You know, if you can't get up for the R, you can check me out on Wednesday night. Wednesday night is the Bad Boy and the Doc, the Bad Boy, yours truly, New Talk Radio personality, Ron Kelly, and the Doc is clinical psychologist and author, Dr. Susana Flores, who incidentally will be on the Man Cow Show, touting her new book called Face Hooked. The Man Cow Show, I think she's on Monday at 7 a.m. on the Man Cow Show. I said mad cow. You know, he does act like a mad cow, but it's man cow show. The super psycho uber Republican shock jock devil may care man cow. So because I am a fan of Dr. Susanna's and you know, and I support her, I'll be listening. I'll definitely be listening. All right, so we just got one more segment left here. It's Twitter. Twitter. The Twitter following is pitiful. I know we're on an internet station. It's kind of small, and there's 150 million people who have shows here. You know, but the Ron Kelly Show is something special. And you guys know that, otherwise you wouldn't be listening. I see the numbers. I mean, they're not the way I would want them to be, but they're there. So we're looking at Sirius and a couple other places where we might wind up the Ron Kelly Show or the Bad Boy and the Doc Talk Radio program. Either or, going on to Sirius and other stations. All right, so what we'll do is take a break and we'll come right back and we'll do our last segment and we'll talk about some other things that are going on this beautiful planet of ours. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching hand on society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and I have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. it still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere, on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything, at a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. And that can last a lifetime. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. BlogTalkRadio.com.
And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Friday afternoon is the place to be. 4 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 7 p.m. Oh, I'm doing it backwards. It's 3 p.m., 2 p.m., and 1 p.m. on the West Coast. Right now it is 1 o'clock in Los Angeles. And this is the Ron Kelly Show. Heard out there as well. Heard everywhere. All around the country. Looking for that syndication deal. We'll get it. We'll get it. You know we'll get it. Anyway, it's 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214 is the number here for the Ron Kelly Show. And I forgive you for not using it at the moment. You know, I forgive you. It's okay. Because I know, you know, a lot of you don't want to call into the program. And that's all right. That's fine. But, anyway, there's a lot going on. And, you know, we talked about, and everybody's talking about that. That's going to be the number one story. They're going to, you know, they're going to drown us in that story about the plane. You know, not to say that the people who were on there are not important, but it's going to be horrible. Anyway, all right, so a lot going on. Again, like I said earlier in the program, Hillary Clinton was local here in New Jersey. Hillary Rodham Clinton, former First Lady, former Secretary of State, former Senator of New York, and current book hawker. And she was in Ridgewood, New Jersey. 1,200 people strong showed up. For Hillary to meet her and greet her and purchase her book. What a prude that the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, Carly Fiorina, what a disgrace. I was watching her the other day, and let me sidebar for a second, ladies and gentlemen. Carly Fiorina, what a disgrace. What an embarrassment to the Republican Party that she is. I mean, you know, she's just a hanger-on. She doesn't know what to do, so she says, you know what, let me align myself with these Republicans. And she's just an embarrassment. She doesn't know what she's talking about, just like she didn't know what she was doing to Hewlett-Packard and almost took the company into bankruptcy. Just a shrew, that Carly Fiorina, just a shrew. Just see, because you can tell. See, this is the thing about the kook fringe. I like to call them Republicans and conservatives, because you can tell that they're not passionate about what they're talking about. They're just beating the drum, saying the same things. The devil's in the details. You remember when the devil in the details was the big thing to say back in the day, and the Republicans were wearing it out. Devil in the details, devil in the details. That's all you heard. Now there's a show called Devil in the Details that comes on IDTV. It got so bad. And, you know, she's just turns my stomach just to even listen to her. And she's like most Republicans. You know, when you see them on TV and there might be a Democrat there, they talk over you. They don't let you talk. They try to beat you down, you know. Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And she's just a bitch at Carly Fiorina. I was watching, I'm like, who the hell is this? Just disgusting. And no passion, just, she must, you know, sounds like something she memorized. That's the thing about the Republicans, no passion. They're like dead people, but they're just walking around like zombies. No passion whatsoever. Just a shrew, Carly Fiorina. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's Hillary Clinton in Ridgewood, New Jersey yesterday, 1,200 people strong, showed up to purchase her book and get her signature on her book. Shows you the type of support that Hillary Clinton is enjoying right now. Is she hasn't declared anything as of yet. No, she hasn't declared. She hasn't said she's going to run for president. I think it's probably pretty much a foregone conclusion that she will, because now she's got an excellent chance to win. With, you look at the Republican side, you see, you know, Krispy Kreme Christie. I mean, who the heck would want to vote for him? Because he doesn't care about anything but himself. Doesn't care. You remember, recent history, recent memory serves me, he used to talk down to people, beat them over the head, call them names if they didn't agree with him. I mean, what type of, you know, he's not even presidential. Just, you know, it's more like a union boss. That's what he acts like. You know, like he should be sitting on the dock waiting to get his cut from the union workers. I can't even close my eyes and picture Christie as being the president. You can't, because he's got so many flaws. He's not presidential. He's not even governor-dential, if there's a word for that. And then he had another given Father of the Year award. Oh, my God. Because he flew a helicopter to his kid's game? That makes him Father of the Year? Okay. Because we can't all do that, Governor Christie. Some of us have to walk or drive. You know, we don't have the privileges that you have. So I'm not going to dwell on these two dweebs, but we'll move on with the program. Call the Ron Kelly Show. A hundred million likes for Shakira. Wow. I wonder how many of those were purchased. But, yeah, 100 million likes for Shakira. So Shakira is, and I usually talk about this stuff, but Shakira allegedly, supposedly, is now the most liked person in the world because she's got 100 million likes. Now, I've heard of Shakira, but 100 million likes? And you know what? I don't know. 100 million? I don't know. I guess we'll see. But there's a big story on that. You know, click farms, they call them. I wonder if Shakira's got click farms working for her. The click farm, see, because the internet has turned out to be so lucrative, and the more hits you have on your website, that attracts advertisers. It's very simple arithmetic. Okay, there's 1 million people going to this website, there's 100 people going to that website, you know, which one are you going to pick? I mean, it's simple arithmetic. And so what people are doing, and they have others who are clicking on their, you know, click farms, where people just click all day on your page. And they show up as clicks. The only trick to the click is that if the clicks, you can tell where the clicks come from. So there's actually companies out here now that catch click farmers. You can actually buy likes. You can buy followers. Yes, you can. And they have these click farms. I mean, it costs like 8 cents a click. something like that, or 1/8 of a cent a click. Very, very cheap. And you can get thousands of likes on your page for a little next to nothing. Now, I have 5,200 followers on my page. Now, they're all legitimate people, and I can show you, you know, the 5,000 folks who have embraced the Ron Kelly Show. I can show you where they're from, mostly from America, but there are some from overseas. But the majority, the lion's share, are from here. But there are many who are not from here. Italy, Africa. So, that's something I never believed in, like click farms and seeding the audience. If nobody calls, nobody calls. You know, if nobody listens, nobody listens. I mean, early on. You know, I mean, I never wanted to, like, call a bunch of people and tell them, no, because that's not the way it's done. Because, you know, speaking personally for myself, I want people to be compelled to call my radio show. I don't want folks who are going to call just because I told them to. And it's like taking your sister to the prom, you know. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. So these things are out there. These things are out here. And there's companies that have been created just to stop them, these click farms. So, you know, you might get the click farm, you might buy them, but, you know, there's companies out here that have ways of finding out where your clicks came from. So I wouldn't do it. Shout out to Nikki Woods, who is the senior producer of the Tom Joyner Morning Show, the Urban Black America Web, Urban Morning Show, heard all across the country, 6 to 10. New station going up in New York City, 103.9, because, you know, there's only one R&B station in New York, which is ridiculous, being the biggest market in the world. One station. So there's another one. There's going to be another urban AC station going up in Urban Adult Contemporary, what that stands for, station going up in New York. Thank goodness. Because I got tired of WBLS all the time. No choice. We need choice. We need choice. All right, it's just a couple of minutes before the hour. It's about 7 minutes before the show's over. So, hey, listen, we appreciate your indulgence here on the Ron Kelly Show. We just, you know, we'll get it together. We'll have it together, but we'll get the right venue because, you know, because the right venue, the right station makes a difference, you know. So we're very, very limited here on Blog Talk Radio right now, extremely limited because there's 149,000 shows here besides mine on Blog Talk Radio. And the show is hard to find unless you put the link out there. And not everybody, you know, not every website you put the link on would allow you to put the link on it in social media. You know. Well, when you do put your link there, it turns out looking like something else. It's translated, it looks like. Especially on LinkedIn. It looks like it's been translated into something else. I mean, you can click on it and probably still get the show. But if you look at it and it doesn't look like a website, you're not going to click on it. So this is what happens with these stations, with these internet stations. We're in it. We're in it to win it. We're in it for the long haul. We're going to be here, you know, until the end. We are going to be here, the Ron Kelly Show. And you're going to hear this show in your car. You're going to hear it all across the country. I guarantee you. The ratings are not as good as I would like them to be. I mean, we still got them. I mean, people are listening. Are they where I want them to be? No, not even close. But we'll get there. We'll get there. I'm on Facebook. Boy. Yikes. I'm sorry, people. Yeah, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody. The Ron Kelly Show. It's right here, blogtalkradio.com. I'm sorry, I was distracted just a little bit. I don't have a Mr. Snurley here. To help me out, like some people I know. So, yeah. So, yeah, we do our thing here. It's a place of politics at the Ron Kelly Show. So, you guys, we got it going on here. We just need the right venue, and we'll get there. Sirius and other places we're inquiring. And you'll hear us in the car. You'll hear us, you know, on Tuned In. You'll hear us on iHeartRadio. We're going to get there. We'll get there. I'm not going to worry about that right now. What we're trying to do right now is just bring you the best talk, best political talk, and best, you know, talk, period, that we can bring you right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So about 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes left. All right, so big doings. Condolences to the folks. Malaysian, I understand there was an American on that plane, one. And there were some AIDS experts on that plane as well. Like, we needed to lose them, too. AIDS experts, AIDS researchers were on that plane fighting a good fight, trying to figure out this disease. Well, this virus, I should say, that allows, cagey, I can say. Very cagey disease. Hard to figure out. So this is the problem that they're having. But yeah, so they passed away. And there were some children on that plane. I mean, can you imagine? You're sitting there, and they're saying that, you know, again, they're just running this in the ground, and they're saying, like, asking questions like, did the people live, you know, when the missile hit the plane, was anybody alive? No. They probably died instantly because there's no air at 31,000 feet. There's no air. And this missile traveling at 26,000 miles an hour, nobody probably knew anything. Once it hit, everybody was obliterated instantly. So you're sitting there 1 minute, and the next minute, you know, you don't know what happened. Bodies falling to the ground. Just horrible. Just, can you imagine? You know, a plane, you know, is hit by a missile where you are, and the debris falling down where you are, and bodies, kids hitting the ground. Oh, just horrible. So... And you know, and nobody's going to pay for it. The single biggest mass murder in the world, in the history of mankind, probably, and nobody's going to pay for it. Because it was an act of war. Nobody's going to pay. And those poor people, those 298 people going on vacation are now dead. We're killing the women and children. It's horrific. All because of Vladimir Putin and his land grab. Got nothing else better to do. I mean, what do you do in Russia? I mean, there's nothing to do there. We bored to death. I can imagine what Edward Snowden, the rogue CIA, I wouldn't say operative, but rogue CIA contractor, must be bored to death in Russia. It can't be much to do. Can't be much to do. So I'm sure he's, like, bored to death. Anyway, everybody, we'll be back next week for another edition of the show. Check us out Wednesday night. It's the Bad Boy and the Doc Talk Radio program. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, talk radio personality, and clinical psychologist and author, Dr. Susanna Flores, author of the book Face Hooked. It's coming out in October, I believe. Don't miss that, because it's going to be a page-turner. Anyway, it's time to break up out of here and go do what I do on the weekends. So we'll see you back here next week for another exciting edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So then, everybody, take care of yourself. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together. But together, we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm out of here.